This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, November 24th. Proper 29 year C, the feast of Christ the King, the 27th Sunday after Pentecost. What kind of king? Dear friends, lots of kings have come from humble origins. David the shepherd turned warrior came to the throne from the field of battle. Napoleon vaulted from outcast immigrant to emperor of all of France. Mythical Arthur pulled a sword from a stone and went from bumpkin to monarch. In his wake came a score of Henrys, Georges, Edwards, and Williams too. Their ascent to the throne has been marked with solemnity, heralded by choirs, cheered by euphoric throngs. That's what the world expects of a king. So what kind of a king did we get? Nailed to a cross with a crown of thorns, a pitiful laughingstock, beaten and broken, hanging beneath a sign that mocked him as Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. What a terribly sick joke. What a tragic disappointment to those who put their faith in him. And so it would be if the story had ended there. But my friends, Calvary was a beginning, not an end. From the cross, Christ the King opened the floodgates of grace that have ennobled generations of Christians down the centuries. Up till then, his circumstances were humble. An itinerant preacher, born in a stable, a friend of sinners, spurned by the in-crowd, yet his origins are exalted beyond imagination. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. All things were made through him. Jesus was not a divine afterthought sent to help us get our act together. Jesus was God before all creation, one with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Scripture reveals, and the church fathers have taught us, that Jesus is the second person of the Trinity, a concept that defines our Christian faith, yet strains our human intellect. My friends, I find the mystery of Jesus more approachable to see him as God's love made flesh to lead us home to eternal life. The imagery of kingship is useful to illustrate our relationship with Jesus. He said, "My kingdom is not of this world." But as earthly creatures, our understanding of his kingship is limited. The imagery of kings and kingdoms are part of our intellectual vocabulary. Jesus uses them to help us get a frail handle on the infinite greatness of God and our relationship to him. Doubtless, all of the inspired Gothic, Renaissance, and Baroque depictions of Christ the King will prove very, very quaint when we soon come face to face with the real thing. There never was or ever will be a king like this. All the thrones and crowns and regal robes we have seen as human confections we have cooked up to fill in the vast blank spaces that exist in our understanding of God. But his kingdom is real. We have God's word on that. In all the Gospels for this feast, the kingship of Christ is proclaimed over and over. In dialogue before Pilate, in mockery by his executioners, in the desperate plea of the crucified thief. From the very beginnings of all the Gospels, the kingdom is proclaimed repeatedly. It is clearly more than a metaphor, whether it will reside above the clouds, beyond the stars, in our hearts, or most likely in a dimension beyond our current comprehension. Christ's kingdom will come. Jesus will reign in love and peace and serenity. King of kings, Lord of lords. That's the kind of king we have. Alleluia. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.